Second Epistle of Peter, chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So Peter doesn't mess around. He gets right into it with this epistle. This is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, I suppose. Especially this, just this opening section. Right into through the 10th verse. Because he really gets it. I mean, he really gets to the point about faith. Them that have obtained like precious faith, he says. Like precious is actually a single word in Greek. Isotimos. Timos is the word we get for like Timothy. It means honor, usually. Or, you know, iso is like, it means equal. Of equal honor, of equal value. You know, honor is something of value, what it's really worth, or you know, and thereby we get the idea of giving someone their due when we honor them. Our faith is of equal value as the faith of the apostles. Well, or it should be. That's the idea. We want to obtain faith with them, of equal, you know, as precious as their faith. Through what? Through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. It is the righteousness of God to give us faith, that we may obtain it. Because by faith, we will obtain all the promises of God. Look at verse 2. Great. I mean, as I go through this, I feel like I need to say less than I've ever had to say because it's all right here. Grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is multiplied through the knowledge of God and the knowledge of Jesus our Lord. How is that? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. By the things we know of God, the knowledge that we gain from God, that he teaches us, we believe those promises. We believe on that knowledge, and that faith in that allows us to obtain what those promises are offering. The promises of God are given to us on our behalf that we may obtain things from God according to faith, according to what he has dictated we should be. And faith is the conduit by which this flows through the Spirit. So we believe the things that he says and the knowledge that he gives us. And in believing that, we receive those things that the knowledge describes. We are saved by grace through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, as Paul taught in the book of Ephesians. God, notice we've obtained like precious faith through God's righteousness. Through his righteousness, he has given us faith. His grace. What is grace? I always have to cover this whenever it's mentioned because it's important you understand that the grace of God is God's favor towards you, which you cannot earn, you cannot buy, you cannot impress him enough that he's going to be gracious to you. He's God. You're just a worm. You're a man. You're nothing. He is a God that is high and above all creation. He fills all. He's in all. And it does not contain him. He doesn't owe man anything. When he decided to make the world, he didn't take counsel with angels. He took counsel with himself. And by the counsel of his own will, he, in his foreknowledge, he chose some who would become sons of God, partakers of the divine nature, whom he would adopt, whom he would give his spirit, whom he would give his righteousness. He would give his ways, all his word, the things that he ordains that we should have. God's grace does that because he is gracious towards us. There are vessels of honor which receive grace, mercy. They receive the things of God. And then on the other hand, there are vessels of wrath which do not receive those things, but receive wrath, anger, destruction, death. This gospel is foreign to the ears of many people, but this is the gospel that the apostles taught, and it's the only one I'm interested in. The gospel which preaches righteousness to those who will believe, and death to those who do not. And, you know, death is what you're expecting out of life anyways, isn't it? Those of you who are offended, I don't mean to offend you, per se, but I'm just saying. You know, my tenor is maybe a little different than Peter's at the beginning of the epistle here anyways. But it's because in our generation, the gospel has been so perverted and so distorted that though these things should be like candy for your ears, if you love Jesus Christ, they will grate in the ears of some who have not the faith of him, who have not received like precious faith. Faith like mine, honorable faith, worthy faith, faith that is worthy of the calling which we have been called with. Faith to what? Because his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. See, He's given us all this stuff. All this stuff. Everything that pertains to life, everything that pertains to godliness, he's given us. Now, I didn't receive all that when I was born, you know. I didn't even realize I had it.